With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Calm and Confident. This is Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more zen and a whole lot more confidence. Ever feel like you're playing catch up with yourself? Like there's this constant to-do list looming over you, but every day feels like an uphill battle just to get through it. You know that feeling when you start off strong on Monday, but by Wednesday, motivation has evaporated faster than a puddle in the Arizona sun. Yeah, I get it. We all hit those slumps. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against procrastination and inertia? It's not some magical productivity hack, it's something much simpler. Self-discipline through consistent action. Think of it like this. Self-discipline isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up even when you don't feel like it. It's about making small, consistent choices that add up to big results over time. Like building a house brick by brick, one step at a time. So, what are some key takeaways to help you build that solid foundation of self-discipline? First off, identify your core values. What matters most to you? Is it your health, your relationships, your creative pursuits? Knowing your values helps guide your actions and keeps you focused when things get tough. Remember that quote, "The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra." Second, set realistic goals. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start small with achievable targets that build momentum. Want to read more? Aim for 15 minutes a day. Want to exercise more? Begin with a 20-minute walk 3 times a week. Celebrate those small wins. Every step forward, no matter how tiny, deserves recognition. Third, create a supportive environment. Surround yourself with people who encourage your growth and hold you accountable. Think of it like having a cheer squad for your personal development. It's amazing what a little positive reinforcement can do. And speaking of environments, try minimizing distractions. That means silencing notifications, putting your phone on airplane mode, or carving out dedicated focus time where you can truly dive into your tasks without interruption. Now, let's talk about building habits. Think of it like training your brain to act automatically. Start by choosing one specific action you want to incorporate into your routine and commit to doing it consistently, even when you don't feel like it. Maybe it's meditating for 5 minutes every morning or journaling for 10 at night. Remember, consistency is key here. It takes time to form new habits, so be patient with yourself and celebrate those early wins. You know that feeling when you finally conquer a tough workout, or when you finish a challenging project. That sense of accomplishment fuels your motivation and keeps you moving forward. Let me give you a real-world example. A friend of mine, let's call her Sarah, wanted to get into better shape but struggled with finding the motivation to go to the gym. She tried all sorts of strategies, joining group classes, hiring a personal trainer, but nothing seemed to stick. Then she realized that the key wasn't about finding the perfect workout routine, it was about showing up consistently. So, she started by committing to just 15 minutes of walking 3 times a week. No pressure, no expectations, just 15 minutes of movement. Over time, those 15-minute walks turned into longer runs, and Sarah discovered a love for fitness that had been hiding all along. The point is, self-discipline isn't about being superhuman, it's about making small, consistent choices that add up to big results over time. It's about showing up for yourself, even when it's tough. Remember your values, set realistic goals, create a supportive environment, build healthy habits, and celebrate your wins, big or small. Take those key takeaways and put them into action today. Start with one small step, something that feels manageable and achievable. And remember, you've got this. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Calm and Confident, where we'll explore more ways to navigate life with resilience, purpose, and a whole lot of self-belief. Until then, keep calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.